Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Samech Vav. Our Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Abaye and Rava. In a case of Chamra Chadata Be'envy, Abaye Omer B'mashu, Rava Omer B'nei Sein Tam. Abaye Omer B'mashu, Basar Taima Zinon. Idi v'idi chataymahu, and therefore it is considered min b'minay u'min b'minay b'mashahu. V'rava amar b'nei sentam basar shmo azlinon v'hai shmo l'chod v'hai shmo l'chod v'havli min b'she'enei minay u'min b'she'enei minay b'nei sentam. Our Gemara goes on to say that just like Abaye and Rava argue, in a case of chamra chadata b'envi, if we say basar taima azlinon, where we say basar shmo azlinan, so to Abaye and Rava argue in a case of chala de chamra v'chala de shechra and chamira de chiti v'chamira de sairi, that according to Abaye, since basar taima azlinan, for that reason we will say that it is considered min b'sheinei minay, and min b'sheinei minay is b'nei sein tam. On the other hand, according to Rava, since according to Rava, the halach is basar shmo azlinan, for that reason, in these cases, it is considered min b'minay, since hai chala mikri v'hai chala mikri v'hai chamira mikri v'hai chamira mikri. And since it is considered min b'minay for that reason, it is b'mashahu. From our Gemara one sees that according to Abaye, we only go basar taima. And for that reason, if idi v'idi are chataima, it is considered min b'minay. And if idi v'idi are not chataima, then it is considered min b'she'enei minay. On the other hand, according to Rava, we only go basar shma. And only if idi v'idi are chad shma do we say min b'minay b'mashahu. Now as far as this, the Gemara says that both Abaye and Rava are maskim, that if it is considered min b'minay, then the halach is b'mashahu. We find a tremendous machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in our sugya and sota we find in Rashi and Chulin and Afkuf Tesim and Aleph explain that this that our Gemara says min b'mine b'mashehu is because both Abaye and Rava hold like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that pachot harakua min b'minay is b'mashehu, and for that reason Rashi and Chun goes on to say that from our Gemara one sees that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda that we say min b'minay is b'mashehu. In Tesis and Psachim on the Flam and Amnalaf we find that Tesis argues on Rashi, and Tesis says one cannot prove from our Gemara that we pask in like Rabbi Yehuda, that b'chol terekua min b'minay is b'mashehu, since one can say that our Gemara is only referring to Yayin Nesach, and by Yayin Nesach u'kol yalma that halach is min b'minay is b'mashehu, as we find in the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amid Aleph. And since by Yayin Nesach u'kol yalma min b'minay is b'mashehu, for that reason, both Abaye and Rava say that if we are to find the case of min b'minay, then the halacha will be b'mashahu. Now, here one has to understand pshat and Rashi. What is pshat in this that Rashi proves from our Gemara? That from our Gemara one sees that according to Abaye and Rava, the halacha is min b'minay is b'mashahu. Let us explain that Abaye and Rava are only referring to Yayin Esach, and only by Yayin Esach will we say min b'minay is b'mashahu, but not b'chol ha'terakua. And b'chol terakua, we will say like the Shita of Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say that even min b'minay is b'shishim and not b'mashehu. So to explain pshat b'shita Rashi, l'chir one can say as follows: the Rashi understands that there is a fundamental difference between halacha Rabbi Yehuda min b'minay b'mashehu, and this that we say that even according to Rabbanon, b'yayin nesach min b'minay is b'mashehu. This, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minay le'batel, is as we find in the Ran in the Dharma Daftan Beis Hamanalaf. The Ran explains this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minay le'batel, is because we say shekol davar shehudei melechaveray, einay machlishay umevatlay, ela ma'amidei umechaskay. And since kol davar shehudei melechaveray is ma'amidei umechaskay, for that reason Rabbi Yehuda says min b'minay le'batel. That is as far as the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'minay le'batel. Now, as far as this, that we find that even according to Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say min b'minay is batel, but still, as far as the Yayin Nesach is concerned, the Yayin Nesach is oiseres minay b'mashehu. is not because we say that kol davar shudeim al chaveray is ma'amidei u'machazkei, since according to Rabbanan, the halacha is min b'mina is batzal. But rather this, that we say that by Yai Nesach u'kol yalma Yai Nesach is oiser es mina b'mashehu, is because there is a fundamental difference between the bitul of min b'sheinei minai and the bitul of min b'minai. As far as the bitul of min b'sheinei minai is concerned, this that a min is batal b'sheinei minai is because once a min was nesarev b'sheinei minai, then we look at the min itself as if the min itself was neshapech b'sheinei minai, and it takes on the characteristics of the sheinei minai in what the min was nesarev into. But that is only as far as min b'sheinei minai is concerned. As far as min b'minai, we do not say that one min takes on the characteristics of the other min, since they are both the same min. For that reason, we do not consider as if the dabra nesarev was nesapech to be considered like whatever was nesarev into. But rather, then one needs a halacha bittul, that the heter has a koyach of vatal es ha'iser. And for that reason, by Yain Nesach, we differentiate between min b'minai and min b'sheinei minai, and we say the Yain Nesach is the only oiser b'mashu as far as min b'minai is concerned. As far as min b'sheinei minai, Yain Nesach does not aser b'mashu. Since as far as min b'minai, one needs a halacha that the heter has the ability to mevatel es ha'iser, by Yain Nesach, the heter does not have the ability to mevatel es ha'iser. But that is only as far as min b'minai is concerned. As far as min b'sheinei minai, that the way the bittul works is because we consider the min shenesar b'sheinei minai as if the min is no longer here, and the min was neshapech to be like the einei minai. For that reason, even by Yai Nesach, we will say the min b'sheinei minai is batzel. Based on this, one can say that the reason why Rashi argues on Tesis, and Rashi explains that from Abaye and Rava one sees that Abaye and Rava hold like the sheet of Rabbi Huda, the min b'minai is batzel, is because if we are to explain Pshat in our Gemara, that the reason why we say min b'minei z'mashehu is not based on the sheet of Rabbi Huda, but rather it is based on the halacha of Yai Nesach, that we say b'Yai Nesach min b'minei z'mashehu, then one will not be able to say like the sheet of Abaye that min b'minei is dependent upon tam. As far as halacha, the Yai Nesach is oiser es minei b'mashehu, that is only dependent upon Shema, and only if both of the Shemes, so the two Minim are the same, we say Min B'minei Z'mashu, since Hashem defines an object. And for that reason, in order to be considered Min B'minei, one needs that both of the Shemes are the same. This Rabbi says, that we go after Tam. And it is based on Tam that we say that it is considered Min B'minei, and Min B'minei Z'mashu is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Since according to Behuda, this that we say min b'mino e batal is as we mentioned before, b'shem the ranch called davar shudeim al chaveray is ma'amidei u'machazkei. For that reason, Abaye says that as long as the two minim are similar in taste, for that reason the tam of the davar ha'isr will not be nesbatal, but rather whatever has the same tam will be ma'amin u'machazek the tam ha'isr. And for that reason, as long as they are both shavim b'taimam, we will say min b'minei b'mashehu. And that itself is a hecher chavrashi to explain pshat in our gemara, that our gemara is going v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that b'cholat ha'rkul we say min b'minei le'batel. This that Tesis argues in Rashi. And Tesis explains that our gemara is even going according to Rabbanan. And our gemara is referring to the chumra of Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach is the oyser es minei b'mashehu. Is okay because Tesis understands the Shita of Abaye, that this Rabbi says that we go after Taima, is because according to Abaye, the Tam defines the Min. And since according to Tesis, the Shita of Abaye, the Tam defines the Min, for that reason, even by Yai Nesach, we will say Basar Taima Azlinan, and based on Tam, it will be considered Min B'minai. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat B'Shitas Rashi. Another way with which one can explain Pshat B'Shitas Rashi is by saying that Rashi understands that the Makar of Abaye that we say Basar Taima Zinon is based on this, what we find in the Gemara Menachos Nafchav Pesam and Aleph, that the Gemara Menachos says that the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda that we say Min Bemino Ebatol is from the Pasuk of Alakach Namapar Umidam Hasoer, that even though the Dam Hapar is Meruba, but still the Dam Hasoer was not Nisbatol. Abai understands that the Dam Hapar and the Dam Hasoer have two different Shemais. And since the Damapar and the Damasar have two different Shemais, and still according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are not Bato, since we say Min Bemino Ibato from there, Abai approves that the Alocha Min Bemino is not dependent upon Shem, but rather it is only dependent upon Tam. And for that reason, Rashi explains that our Sugya is going according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Min Bemino Ibato. Since this, Rabbi says, Basar Taima Azlinan is only based on the Drash of Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Min Bemino Ebatol, and the Dam HaPar is not Mevatol the Dam HaSoer. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi. This, that according to Tesis, Abai says we go Basar Taima, even without a Makar from Belokach Min Dam HaPar Umi Dam HaSoer, is Ochir because Tesis understands this. Abai says Basar Taima Azlinan is not based on a pasuk, but rather it is misfara. This, that according to Abai, we say basar taima azlinan misfara, is a chira based on this we mentioned before b'shem deran, that a davar shehudai melachaveiroi is ma'amida yom achazkai. And since a davar shehudai melachaveiroi is ma'amida yom achazkai, for that reason, as far as two minim, that are shavim betaimam, we will say that the tam ha-heter is not mevatel the tam of the dover ha-oser, but rather the tam of the dover ha-mutter is ma'amid u-mechazik the tam of the dover ha-oser, and for that reason the tam of the dover ha-oser is not nisbatel. And for that reason we will say misfora, that to minim that are shavim betaimim are concerned min b'minay, and we will apply the halacha of yayinesach oiseres minay b'mashehu. But now one has to understand, if so b'chol terku as well, we should say min b'mine loy batal. And if one has two minim that are shavim b'taimim, we should say min b'mine loy batal b'chol terku. And according to Tesis, Abai and Rava hold like the Shita of Rabbanan that min b'mine b'chol terku is batal. So to explain pshat b'shita sa Tesis Ochir, one has to say the following chiddush, that this, that according to Tesis, even according to Abaye, we say min b'mine b'chol ha-terakua is batzel, is because even though it was nesar b'dover ha-deime, and a dover ha-deime, generally speaking, is maimid u-mechazik the dover sh'nesarev, but there is another halacha b'tel as well, that if one has a taruvis, and roiv of the taruvis is mutter, then we say that the entire status of the taruvis is hetzer, and the status of the roiv of the taruvis becomes the status of the entire taruvis. And for that reason, b'chol terku, we will say that min b'mina is batel, and even though min b'mina, one does not have a bittel on the tam, since the tam was neschazik, since it was nesara b'mina, but still the status of the entire taruvis is nidain basarubai. And as long as roiv of the taruvis is mutter, for that reason the entire taruvis becomes mutter. But that is only as far as kol ha-terakula is concerned. As far as the ayinesach, we are machmir, and we say the ayinesach is oiseres minei b'mashahu. And we do not say that the roiv of the status defines the entire status, but rather we will say as long as the davar ha-nesarev was neschazik, for that reason, the davar ha-nesarev will be oiser es minay b'mashu. That is ochira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tesis. In the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch in Yodea Simon Sadiches, if base, we find the Ramah says as follows, that as far as this that we paskin, that min b'minay is bato min atera b'roiv, and min b'shein minay is not batal min ha-teira b'roiv, but rather it is only batal b'shishim. Min b'mina is dependent upon shma and not dependent upon taima. And as long as the two minim are shavim b'shma, is concerned min b'mina, which is batal mina Torah b'roiv, since we do not paskin like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, we paskin like Rava. The min b'mina is dependent upon Shema and not dependent upon Tam. In the Shach, on the other hand, we find that the Shach argues on the Ramah. And the Shach says that even according to Rava this, the Rava says we go basar Shema. And Shema defines if it is considered min b'minai, or min b'she'inai minai. That is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda's min b'minai b'ato, or as far as other Yisurim which aser b'minai b'mashahu. But as far as Halacha, the min b'minai is b'ato b'roiv, and min b'she'inai minai is b'ato b'shishim, that is only dependent upon Tam, and not dependent upon Shema. And so too we find in other achrenim as well. Now to explain pshat b'shitas haramah, one has to say as follows. That Ramah understands this, that we say min b'mina is batal b'roiv, is not because by min b'mina there is no tam, but rather even if there is the tam or iser, but still based on this, that it is considered min b'mina, it is batal b'roiv. This that we say, the min b'mina is batal b'roiv, even if there is the tam ha'iser, since they are not shavim b'tam, is a chur based on this, that by min b'mina we do not consider as if we have a taruvis, but rather it is considered as if we have one entity. Since they are both the same min, for that reason, min sh'nasar b'mina are considered one entity, and since they are considered one entity, for that reason we will say that the din of this one entity is nikva al pi roiv, and as long as roiv is hetzer, the entire entity is mutzer. And for that reason, the fact that there is a tam of iser will not make any difference whatsoever. Only if one has two minim that are not shavim b'shma, that then it is considered min b'shein minai, and one has a taruvus, and we do not have one entity. For that reason, we can no longer say that we are keveya, the entity al pi roiv, but rather then we will go after tam. And as long as there is tam of the davar ha'aser, the davar ha'aser will not be nespatzo. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat b'shitas ha'ramah. Based on the Ramah, one can say this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda min b'mina le'batzo, is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that as far as min b'minai, that there is no taruvus, but rather all one has is one entity. That then the halacha of bittul is because we say that the halacha of this one entity is nikval piroiv. Rabbi Yehuda proves from dam ha'par v'dam ha'sayer that we do not say that one entity is nikval piroiv. And for that reason, min b'minai is einai batal. And so too one can explain this, that we say the Ainesach is Oiseres Minei B'mashehu, is as we mentioned before, since even according to Rabbanon, who understand that Min B'mine is Nikval Piroiv, but as far as the Ainesach is concerned, we do not say that a Taruvus of Yayin B'Yayin B'Ainesach is Nikval Piroiv, but rather we say the Ainesach is Oiseres Minei B'mashehu. And for that reason, we differentiate between min b'minai and min b'she'inai minai. And only as far as min b'minai do we say the ainesach is oiseres minai b'mashu. On the other hand, as far as einai minai is concerned, the ainesach will be nespatzo. Since as far as einai minai is concerned, that one has a taruvus, that then one has a regular bittul. As far as a regular bittul is concerned, the ainesach will not be oiser b'mashu, but rather the ainesach will itself be nisbatzo. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Mishnah later on in the Fayin Gimel Mad Aleph based on the Ramah. Now let us go on to the next part of the sugya. Our Gemara goes on to say, Omar Abaye min ha'minu ha'debasar ta'im ha'azlinon, ditnan ta'avon beis v'gimel shemais v'hei min echad, oy min gimel asurin umit starfin. V'amar chizki ahacha b'mine mesika askinan hayo ruino matek bohen esakadeira. I'amar p'shon basar taima azlinan kuecha taimahu. El i'amar t'basar shma azlinan hai shma l'chod v'hai shma l'chod. Now to explain the two cases of the Mishnah and Orla, that the Mishnah and Orla says Tavon Beis v'Gimel Shemais v'Heimin Echad Oymin Gimel. We find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi explains Tavon Beis v'Gimel Shemais v'Heimin Echad means Pilpul Lavan, Pilpul Shachar, and Pilpul Aruch, and they are considered Min Echad since they are all Pilpulin. And this, that there are three Shemas, even though they are all Pelpelin, is because we are talking about three different types of Pelpelin. Now, as far as the second case of the Mishnah and Orla, which is Min Gimel, Rashi explains Min Gimel to mean Pelpel, Kamein, Vikinamein, which are Gimel Shemas and Gimel Minim. That is how Rashi explains the two cases of the Mishnah and Orla. Tosis on the other hand argues in Rashi, and Tosis explains the case of Tavon Beis v'Gimel Shemes v'Heimin Echad. Gimel Shemes is referring to this, that one has Pelpelin of three different Yisurim. For example, one has Pelpelin de Orla u'dashero u'di'irani da'achas. And Gimel Shemes does not mean three different types of Pelpelin, but rather Gimel Shemes means Gimel Shemes shel Yisurim. That is as far as the first case of the Mishnah and Orla. Now as far as the second case of the Mishnah and Orla, Tosis explains them in Gimel is referring to three different types of tavlin. According to Tosis, it is poshet that this Abaye proves from the Mishnah and Orla that as Zlinan Basar Taima is only from the Seifa. From the Reish, one cannot prove that Zlinan Basar Taima, since as far as the Reish is concerned, even though we are referring to three different types of Yisurim, but we are referring to Min Echad Shel Pelpelin, and therefore, not only are the Taimim Shaveh, but the Shemais are Shava as well. And therefore one cannot prove from the Reisha that Azlina Basar Taima, but rather, even if we are only Azlina Basar Shma, but still they will be considered Kimin Echad. So according to Tosis, one has to explain that the Raya of Abaye is from the Seifa. From this that we say Min Gimel Asurin Umetzdarfin. From here one sees that even though we are referring to a case of Min Gimel, but still they are Mitzdarfin, since Azlina Basar Taima, and because of this, Hazlina Basar Taima, for that reason, they are considered Kimin Echad. That is according to the Shita of Tosis. If one looks carefully at Rashi and Rashi, one sees as well, the Rashi explains that the Raya of Abaye is from the Seifa, not from the Reisha. And even the Rashi explains Pshat from the Reisha, that the Reisha is referring to a case, that there are three different types of Pelpelin, but still, since they are all Kari Pelpelin, that itself is enough to be considered as if they have one shame. And therefore, Abaye cannot bring a raya from the Reisha of the Zlina Basar Taima, and for that reason, Abaye's raya is only from the Seifa. Now, as far as this, the Mishnah Noah says, Asurin u'metzdarfin. We find another machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi explains Asurin to mean that Asurin is coming to describe the Tavlin, that if the Tavlin of Beis v'Gimel Shemais are Tavlin ha'Asurin, then they are metzdarfin. Which is Rashi Hoshitasi, who explains Gimel Shemes to mean three different types of Pelpelin. On the other hand, according to Tosis, who explains Gimel Shemes to mean Gimel Shemes of Yisurim, then one cannot explain Asurin like Rashi. We are coming to describe the Tavlin. We are talking about Tavlin Asurin. Since the Mishnah already said Gimel Shemes, obviously we are talking about Tavlin Asurim. And for that reason, Tosis goes on to explain Asurin with a different Mahalach. And Tosis explains Asurin to mean that Tavlin Beis v'Gimel Shemais are Oisrin Belach, and Mitzdarfim means Umitzdarfim Leesar B'Yavish. In other words, according to Tosis, both Asurin Umitzdarfim are referring to this, that Tavlin Beis v'Gimel Shemais have the ability to Aser something else. Asurin means that they have the ability to Aser Belach, and Mitzdarfim means that they have the ability Leesar B'Yavish. Now, one has to know, according to Tosis, his Mahalach and Asurin u'Metzdarfim, do we explain that the Raya of Abaye, the Zlina Basar Taima, is both from the Halacha of Asurin and from the Halacha of u'Metzdarfim, or do we say that the Raya of Abaye is only from u'Metzdarfim and not from the Halacha of Asurin? In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to be Deicha the Raya by saying as follows, V'rova Omer Lacha Mani Remeirhi, the Tanya Behuda Imir Mishum Rabbi Meir Minayinu Kol Yisurin Shibatayr Shemitztarfim Zem Zeh Shenem Aloy Soichal Kol Teyeva Kol Shetiav Tilach Harehu Bival Teichal. Now, before we explain the Dechia of Rava, that according to our mayor, even Shnei Minim Armit Starfim, in Taisus we find that Taisus says that even according to Reb Shimon, who argues in the Mishnah and Orla, and Reb Shimon says, basically, Moshemais Mimin Echad, Oy Beis Minim Yishem Echad, Eina Mitzarfin, but even according to Reb Shimon agrees to Tanakama, that Tavon basically Moshemais Mimin Echad, Oy Min Gimel, are Asurim, which according to Taisus means that they have the ability to Asur Belach. In other words, even though Reb Shimon is lazily dear mayor, but still Reb Shimon agrees to Tanakama that Tavon basically Moshemais Vemin Echad Emin Gimel are Asurim. From Taisus, one clearly sees that as far as Asurim is concerned, one does not need the Shita of a mayor, that Kol Yisurim Shabbatira are Mitzdarafin Zem Zeh. And even if Kol Yisurim Shabbatira are Mitzdarafin Zem Zeh, but still, Beis Minim are Asurim. So from Taisus, one clearly sees that the Raya of Abaye, the Azlina Basar Taima, is not from the Halacha of Asurim, but rather the Raya of Abaye is only from the Halacha of Mitzdarfim. And as far as Asurim is concerned, one does not need a Tziruf, but rather, even if one has three different types of Minim, they are not Mitzdarfim, and they are not considered Min Echad, since they are not Shavim B'Shma, but still, they will have the ability to Aser Balach. In Rashi, on the other hand, one clearly sees that even as far as Asurim Belach, one needs either to say that Shavim B'Taim are considered one min like the Shita of Abaye, or one needs to say that we are as Linon according to Ramir, who holds that Kol Yisurim Shabbatira are Mitzdarfin. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in this Machlekes between Rashi and Taisus, that according to Rashi, even as far as Asurim Belach, one needs Siruf. On the other hand, according to Taisus, as far as Asurim Belach, one does not need Siruf. Bechira, one can explain Pshat and the Machlekes with one of two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is based on this, I find, in Reb Chaim and Hochas Maisa Kerbanis Perakyot Halach, here based the following two tzadim, as far as how to understand the Halach of Tam Keker. Do we understand that the Halach of Tam Keker is because we say, Al Yidea Tam Choshev Niker Ha'Isser, Veleis Be Dim Bittol Kwal, Oy De Be Emes Chayel Al Ha'Isser Dim Bittol, Rak De Gam Tam Ha'Isser Yesh Boi Din Isser. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain Pshat and the Machlekes between Rashi and Taisus as follows. The Rashi and Taisus themselves are arguing in these two tzadim as far as how to understand the Halach of Tam Keker. This, that according to Taisus, as far as Yisrim Belach, one does not need the Shita of Rameir, and one does not need the Shita of Abaye that Shavim B'Taim are considered one min, is because Taisus understands that the Halach of Tam Keker is this, that the Torah asered the Tam, and the Torah asered the Tam of a Dover Ha'aser. And since in this Taruvus Belach one has the Tam of a Dover Ha'aser, that itself is the reason we will say Tam Keker, and the entire Taruvus is Aser. And even without a Tziruf, and even if they are considered Tuminim, and Tuminim, generally speaking, are not Mitzdarfim, but still one does not need the Halach of Tziruf, since at the end of the day one has the Tam of Isser. This, that Rashi argues, is because Rashi understands, like the other Tzad of Reb Chaim, that the Halach of Tam Keker is not because we say that the Torah Aser the Tam, but rather this, that there is a Halach of Tam Keker, is because since the Tam is Nikker, for that reason, the Isser is not Batal. And for that reason, Rashi understands that one needs the Halacha of Tziruf, and one needs that they should be considered like one min, since without the Halacha of Tziruf, there is no reason that each min b'fnei atzmi should not be Nisbatal. That is one Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat and Machlekes between Rashi and Taisus. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Machlekes between Rashi and Taisus is by saying that both Rashi and Taisus agree that the way Tam Keikah works is because the Torah asered the Tam of a Dover Ha'aser. And since the Torah asered the Tam of a Dover Ha'aser, for that reason we say Tam Keikah. This the Rashi understands, that even though the Torah asered the Tam, but still without Halacha of Tziruf, one will not have the Halacha of Tam Keker, is because Rashi understands when the Torah asered the tam of a davar aser. It is not an entirely new iser, but rather the Torah's mechadesh at the tam of a davar aser is itself considered like the iser gufei. For example, the tam of arla is aser be'iser arla, and the tam of kohayim is aser be'iser kohayim. And for that reason, Rashi understands that without a halacha of tziruf, we will not be able to aser belach midin tam keker. And only if we are to have a tziruf, will we be able to aser belach midin tam keker. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Here one can explain pshat the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos with a third mahalach, and one can say that as far as tam keker is concerned, both Rashi and Tosfos agree that as long as one has a tam of iser, that itself is a reason that the entire davalach should be nesar, and the entire davalach will be nesar midin tam keker. This, that according to Rashi, one needs tziruf in order to aser balach is only as far as tavon is concerned. In the Rishonim, we find the following machlokes as far as how to understand this, that tavon have the ability to aser. Tosfos later on in Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph explains that tavon aser midin tam keker, and tavon are considered a noisin tam. On the other end, in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos and Orla Perek Beis Mishnah, we find that the Rambam explains this, that Tavon Aser is not Mishum Nisnes Tam, but rather this, a Tavon Aser, is because it is Pula Seini Keres. The Pula of the Tavon is Nikar in whatever they were Metavel. And based on this, that it is Pula Seini Keres, for that reason, the Tavon are not Batel. Based on the Shita of the Rambam, one can explain Pshat and Rashi as follows, that even though Rashi agrees that as far as Tam Keker is concerned, one does not need Tziruf, but as far as Tavlin, that the way Tavlin are working is because since it is Pulasi Nikaris, for that reason the Iser is not Patel, one needs Tziruf in order to have the Iser of Tavlin. This, Atosfos argues, is because Tosfos is going with Shitasei that the way Tavlin Aser is Mishum Nesines Tam, and therefore one has the regular halacha of tam keker, and for that reason Tosfos understands that as far as asering lach is concerned, one does not need tziruf, since at the end of the day one has the tam of iser. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now getting back to our Gemara, that again our Gemara is deicha the raya of Abaye by saying that the Mishnah in the Orla is going according to the sheet of Remeir, who says that kol yisurin shebatera are mitzdarfin, midin loisecha kol teyeva kol shatiyavti lach, v'chei one has to understand pshat in the dichoy of our Gemara. Where does one see from our mayor that shnei minim she'ein sh'man shove are mitzdarfin? So to explain pshat in our Gemara, I'd like to mark them with the following shayla as far as how to understand the halacha of our mayor. The mayor says, shnei yisurin are mitzdarfin, based on the drasha v'seichal kol teiva kol shetiavti lachareil b'val teichal. V'chir, one can explain pshat and remeir with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain pshat and remeir by saying that in the pasuk of v'seichal kol teiva kol shetiavti lachareil b'val teichal was in schadish and new iser, that whatever is considered a teiva is aser be'iser v'seichal kol teiva. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the drasha of Rameir, of Voseichal Kol Teva Kol Shev Tiavto Achil Bavat Teichal, and for the reason Rameir says that Kol Yisurin Shev Teyar Mitzdarfin Zem Zeh, since there is a new Isser Voseichal Kol Teva, and as far as this new Isser is concerned, we do not differentiate between one Isser and another Isser, or one can explain Pshat and Rameir with a different Malach, and one can explain Pshat and Rameir this Rameir says Kol Yisurin Shev Teyar Mitzdarfin Zem Zeh based on the Pasuk Voseichal Kol Teva, is because the pasuk v'yseichel kol teiva is not mechadish a new iser, but rather the pasuk v'yseichel kol teiva is coming to mechadish this itself, that shnei yisurin shabatera are mitzdarfin. In the Mishnah Norla Perek Beis Mishnah, we find that the Mishnah brings down the following shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer says ha'orla v'kilei akerem are mitzdarfin b'nei sein tam avoloi la'esar. Now, as far as how to explain this, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Mitzdar from Nation Tam Avol Leilas." So we find in the Rash, in the second Pshat of the Rash, explains Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer as follows: that they are mitzdarfin leser tarvasam and esintam, but they are not mitzdarfin leser as far as the shira of masayim is concerned. Now to explain this, that they are not mitzdarfin as far as the shira of masayim is concerned, uchayo one can explain that since this, that they are mitzdarfin leser and esintam, is based on the shita of Rameir. The Rameir says, kol shetiavti lachariyo b'val teichal, in Kol Shetiavti Lach was in Schadish Nu Isser, that whatever is considered Teyeva is Aser B'Isser L'Yisreichal Kol Teyeva. And for that reason, they are Mitzdarfim L'Aser B'nei Sintam, since they are considered one Isser, as far as the Isser L'Yisreichal Kol Teyeva. But as far as the Shira Masayim is concerned, Masayim has nothing to do with the Shem Teyeva. Masayim is a special halach as far as the Isser of Orla and Kilei HaKerem are concerned. And therefore, as far as the Isser of Orla v'Kilei HaKerem, there is no Tziruf. And since there is no Tziruf, for that reason, as far as Masayim, they are not Mitzdarfim. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat v'Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. In the Mishnah on Orla, we find that Tanakama argues on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And Tanakama says, Orla v'Kilei HaKerem, Eilem be'echad u'Masayim u'Mitzdarfim zem zeh. The Yerushalmi explains Pshat and Tanakama that Tanakama is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who says the Kol Yisur Mitzdarfim Lokos Aleihem Bekazayis Mishmo Yisoichal Kol Teyeva. The Goyin explains this, that according to Tanakama, Mitzdarfim Zem Zem Mitzdarfim Zem Zem means as far as the Shira Masayim is concerned, and based on the Joshua of Rameir, for that reason, we say, all of the Kilakarim, it's Darfim, as far as this, that one needs Masayim. Well, here one can ask, what is Pshat? That in order to Mevatel Teva, one needs Masayim. The Alocha of Masayim is Alocha as far as being Mevatel, Orla, and Kilayim. So from the Goyin, one clearly sees that the Goyin understands that this, that according to Rameir, we darshan from Yisrael Kol Teyeva, that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Mitztarfim Zemzeh, is not because we say that it was Nischadish and Isser, but rather when Yisrael Kol Teyeva was Nischadish, that two different Yisurim are Mitztarfim Zemzeh. And the Chiyah Malkus is not because of the new love of Yisrael Kol Teyeva, but rather the Chiyah Malkus is because of the Yisurim themselves. Similar to this, we find in the Gemara Mi'ilah and Daf Yud Zayin of a base, that the Gemara Mi'ilah darshens in the pasuk of Yeichal Ki Kodesh Hu, that Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul Ba'al Kasav Witin Leisa Se Ala Chilasai, and this that if one ate two different Psuei Kachim, the Ar Mitzdarfim is based on the pasuk of Yeichal Ki Kodesh Hu, Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, there is a Leisa Se Ala Chilasai. Rashi explains that this that we say, that they are mitzdarfim, and one is chayim malkus, one ate two different types of kachim suim, is not because he is leike, based on this new lav of oyeichal ki kodeshu, but rather, as she explains, kol shev kodesh pasul kurein pigol v'neisar mitzdarfim wilkes aleihen mishum pigol u'mishum neisar, which the Tesiantif explains to mean that im hisu by mishum neiser leike mishum neiser vim hisu mishum pego leike mishum pego, and so too by oisichal kol teiva he will be leike for whichever iser they will master him for, but he is not leike mishum oisichal kol teiva. Oisichal kol teiva is just mechadish alachon hilchesiruf. Based on this mahalach, one can explain pshat in our gemara as follows. This Rava says, Hamani Rameri, the Tanya of Yudhaimir Shramir Minayna Koli Surin Shvatayash Mitzdarfim Zemzeh. The Rameir was Machadish Halachan Hochasiruf. And for that reason, Rava says, just like according to Rameir, we say the Koli Surin Shvatayar Mitzdarfim Zemzeh, based on the Pasuk Oisaychal Kol Teyeva Kol Shetiavtiwach, so too we will say that Shnei Minim are also Mitzdarfim, just like two Yisurim are Mitzdarfim. So too, two minim are also mitzdarfin. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our gemara, that because of that, Rava says that according to Rameir, shnei minim are also mitzdarfin. Now, as far as this, our gemara says, Rava omer lach hamani Rameir, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains that according to Rameir, that we say that Korisurin Shibatera Metstarfim Zamzan, so too we will say that Shneiminim are Metstarfim. One no longer needs this that Chizkiah says, that Hacha Bemine Mesika Askinan Hoyo Ruino Matik Benes Hakdera, but rather even if they are not Ruino Matik Benes Hakdera, but still they are Metstarfim. On the other hand, Tesis argues, and Tesis says that even according to Rava, who explains Pshat in the Mishnah in Arwa based on the Shita of Rameir, of Koisurin Shibatirar Metstarfim, but still one needs the Alacha of Chizkiah of Hacha Bemine Mesika Askinan Hoyo Ruino Matik Bahen Es Hakedeya. This Tesis explains that even according to Meir, one needs that they are Shavim Betaima, is as Tesis explains, since if they are not Shavim Betaima, Einan Shavim Benesinas Tam Bekedeya. And if they're not Shavim Benesinas Tam Bekedeya, one will not have the Isser of Tam Keker. In other words, according to Rava, this that Chizkiah explains, that Hacha Mine Mesika Askinan Hoyo Ruino Matik Benesakteya is not in order to have a Tziruf, but rather, one needs Shavim Betaima in order to Aser Belach, since the Isser of Lach is Tali in Nesinas Tam. One needs that they are both giving off the same time. On the other hand, according to Abaye, this that Chizkiah explains, they were referring to Mine Mesika Hoyo Ruino Matik Benesakteya, is because one needs Shavim Betaima in order to be considered the same min in order to Aser B'Yavish. But now, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat in this? Rashi argues on Tesis, and Rashi understands that even if they are not Shavim Betaima, but still one will have the Iser of Tam Ke'ikr based on the Shita of Rameir, that Ko Yisurin Shabbatayar Mitzdarafin Zemzeh. So to explain Pshat in this Machlekes, okay, one can explain Pshat in this Machlekes based on this that we mentioned before. Then one can say the Rashi and Tesis argue in the two Tzadim of Rabbi Chaim as far as how to understand the Halacha of Tam Keker. Do we understand the Halacha of Tam Keker is this, that the Torah asered the Tam of a Dover Aser, or do we understand the Halacha of Tam Keker is because Aliday the Halacha of Tam Keker, the Iser itself, is not nisbatel, and the Iser itself is considered as if it is nikr. If we are to understand that the halacha of tam keker is because all day the halacha of tam keker is considered as if the Iser itself is nikr, for that reason Rashi understands that if we have a tziruf between the Isurim based on the shita of Rameir that shnei Isurim are mitzdarfim, now we have a tam mu'urav mishneim, which is nikr biyachad, as we find by Reb Chaim in Hochas Malchus Asuras Perek Yudawad Halacha Vav. And since we have a tam mu'urav mishneim biyachad nikr, for that reason one will have the halacha of tam keikr, even without this, Achizki explains that b'minei mesika askinan. This, that Tesis argues, is because Tesis understands that the halacha of tam keikr is an entirely new iser that the Torah aser the tam, and therefore one needs tam in order to be aser. The fact that the tuminim are mitzdarfim itself will not be enough, since as far as tam keker, we do not look at the minim, but rather we look at the tam, and dependent if we have tam or not, that decides if we have the halacha of tam keker or not. And for that reason, Tesis explains that even according to Rava, who explains Pshat in the Mishnah in Orla based on the Shita of Rameir, but still one needs this, Chizkiah says that b'minei mesika askinan. In the Rambam in Hochas Malchus Asuras Perek Dalach Rav, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha: Yerelisha kol chayy b'tshuma ma'isris mitzdarf kazayis b'tavo mipnei shehu shem echad. In other words, the Rambam understands that as long as we have the same Shema Iser, one has a Tziruf HaKazayis. In the Ravid, we find that the Ravid is massing in the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Omer Avram Bo'inon Taiman Shoveh. As Ravid goes on to prove from this, Achizkiah says, Epamine Mesika Askinon, Alma Afil Besere Echad, Ainu Shema Echad, Bo'inon Taim Echad. And therefore, how can the Rambam say that kol chayy b'tshuma ma'isris mitzdarf kazayis b'tavo mipnei shehu shem echad, one does not have tam echad? That is a saga of the Ravid on the Rambam. No, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam. What is Pshat in this? The Rambam says, "Akol chay b'tshuma ma'isves mitzarf b'kazayis b'tevel mepnei yishu shem echad." If we do not pass like the Shita of Rameir, that shnei yisurim are mitzarfim, and the Rambam is referring even to a case that they are not shavim b'shma and they are not shavim b'taima. So, from the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that since they are also b'sir echad, it is considered as if they have shem echad. And since it is considered as if they have shem echad, for that reason they are mitzarfim, even though they are different minim. According to the Rambam, one has to explain this by proofs in the Mishnah and Orla, that as lina basar tam, we do not go after shem. It's from the Reisha, from this that the Reisha says, tavon beis v'gimol shemus v'heim min echad, or mitzarfim. From there, Abaye proves, we go after Taima, we do not go after Shemais. And the Rambam explains, Tavon Beis V'Gemol Shemais, like the Shita of Taisus that we mentioned before, that Beis V'Gemol Shemais means Beis V'Gemol Shemais Shali Surim. And from this, a Tavon, from three different Isurim or Mitzarfim, from there, Abaye proves, we go after Taima, we do not go after Shemais. Well, everyone can ask the following to me on the Rambam. What is Pshat in this of the Rambam in Perek Tesayim Mihochas Malchos Asuras Halachi Dalad? Brings down the Halacha of the Mishnah and Orla of Tavon Beit Gemol Shemes Vemen Echad Imen Gimel or Asurim or Mitzarfim. If the Rambam paskins like the Shita of Rava, then the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Meir. So to explain Pshat, the Shita of Rambam, everyone has to say as follows. That the Rambam explains Pshat in the Mishnah and Orla, this that the Mishnah and Orla says, Tavon Beis V'Gemol Shemais V'Emen Echad, does not mean Beis V'Gemol Shemais Shali Surim, but rather Beis V'Gemol Shemais means, like Rashi, Beis V'Gemol Shemais, three different types of pelpelin. And the Rambam understands, this Rabbi brings a raya from the Mishnah and Orla of Tavon Beis V'Gemol Shemais is only based on Chizkiah. From this, Chizkiah says, Hacha B'Mine Mesika Askinon. From that itself, Abaye proved that Chizkiah explains Pshat in the Mishnah and Orla that Beis V'Gemol Shemais means Beis V'Gemol Shemais Shali Surim. And for that reason, Chizkiah explains that one needs Mine Mesika in order that they should be Shavim B'Taima in order to be Mitzdarif. But if we are to argue on Chizkiah, then one can explain Pshat in the Mishnah and Orla of Tavon Beis V'Gemol Shemais that Beis V'Gemol Shemais does not mean Beis V'Gemol Shemais Shali Surim, but rather Beis V'Gemol Shemais means Beis V'Gemol Shemais as far as types of pelpelin are concerned. And therefore, since we are referring to one Isser, it is considered as if they are one Shem, and therefore they are Mitzdarfim, even though we do not paskin like Rameir, who says that Kol Yisurin Shabbatera are Mitzdarfim. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat B'Shita Sarambam. As we mentioned before, the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid says that in order to mitzdarf, one needs shavim b'taima. V'chir, one can ask the following to me on the Ravid. Shavim b'taima is a sheet of Abaye who says we go after tam. On the other hand, according to Rava, the halach is basar shema as linon, and we do not go after tam. And as we find in the Rambam, Perek Tesayin, Halachi Yadalid, we paskin like Rava, we do not paskin like Abaye. And since we paskin like Rava, the fact that they are shavim b'taima should not make any difference whatsoever as long as they are not shavim b'shma. So to explain Pshat and the Ravid, one has to say the following chiddush, that the Ravid also agrees to the Rambam that as long as they have the same shem al iser, they are considered shavim b'shma. Just the Ravid understands that in order to mitzdarfin lekazayis as far as malchus is concerned, it is not enough that they are shavim b'shma, but rather one needs shavim b'taima as well, as a Ravid proves from the Yerushalmi. And from the Yerushalmi, the Ravid proves that as long as there is any chilek, and if there is a chilek b'taima, that itself is a reason that they should not be mitzdarfim l'kazayis. And for that reason, the Ravid says that one needs a halacha l'chizkiah b'mine mesika askinan in order to mitzdarfim l'kazayis, even if we are to say that since they are shavim b'shma, they are considered kimin echad. That is a chira, what one sees, b'shitas harayvid.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.